It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Day one of Eagles Radiothon. Remember, you can bid on all these great items. EaglesRadiothon.com. Our next guest has one of those items, Nolan Smith. Nolan, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
Yes, of course.
What's up, Nolan?
So,
how y'all doing?
Right.
So Nolan's item. You have a Sixer suite. You and 11 guests go to the game. Ooh. With Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, Nakobe Dean. It is a 2025 regular season game. So, Nolan, I assume you're a big NBA guy?
Oh, yeah, kind of, man. I'm a big 76ers fan, man. Love every sports in Philly, man. And I'm just here to, man, play my part, get everybody to the game, and boost everybody up.
So, greatest player of all time, NBA. You pick one guy.
Man, I got to say, for me, it has to be AI. I'm representing his number, wearing his number. I know it's for my mom, but, you know, that number 3 is great in Philly.
Yep.
Wait a minute. All right. We want you to be a Philly guy, but we also want to know, you don't really think AI is the greatest player of all time, do you? Or are you just trying to be a Philly guy?
I'm a Philly guy for real.
Okay.
He's the best ball handler of all time, man.
Okay.
I'm talking about the crossover, the step over, the famous AI step over. You see guys do that at celebrations for years in the NFL. So you come on now. You can't knock him.
No, I'm not knocking him.
LeBron also is up there.
Yeah. I'm not knocking him. I just thought I was going to get a Jordan. But, you know, in Philly, you say AI, it's good.
Can't go wrong with AI.
Cannot go wrong. So you can bid on that at EaglesRadiothon.com. EaglesRadiothon.com. So you guys kick off in 8 days against Dallas. Do you feel ready?
Yes, sir. More than ready, man. The guys are getting ready. We're just taking it day by day right now, and we're really just excited. We can't wait to kick off.
Listen, you had an awesome second half to the season, including the postseason. Man, I'm wondering from your mindset going into the offseason and now having sort of that responsibility as the guy there on the outside. I know Jalix was here last year with you, but we all are viewing you like you're the guy, former first-round pick with your Georgia Bulldogs, and replacing guys like Josh Sweat.
Brandon Graham.
What's that been like for you, and how do you sort of embrace that role?
Man, I'm going to just be the same kid that I'll always be, man. I'm just the energy guy, ready to keep going and just pick up where they left off, man. Sweat and BG left me with so much. It's hard for me not to be great, man. I'm just playing my role, and just I'm a small piece in a big puzzle, and I'm just the energy guy, man. I try to boost guys up, get guys ready to go, and, you know, man, it's hard not to get excited to play a little football, too.
You guys were the best defense in the NFL last year. In the Super Bowl, you had what a performance. Do you think your defense this year can be as good as it was last year, and why?
Man, I just think we're good because we play together. And long as we keep playing together and have that connection piece, like Coach Sirianni talks about all the time, together, 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 we'll be 100% fine. We don't have to be anything we were last year. We just got to be ourselves, and we ain't got to feel no shoes, just be ourselves.
I am interested. Like, you've been here, this is your third year, right? It's your third
year.
Yes, sir. And you've been, as a young player, one of the vocal guys, one of the vocal leaders on that side of the ball. It's a young defense, and you, like we talked about, you don't have BG there, you don't have Slay there, guys like CJ, GJ, some of the veterans who had been there. You're sort of stepping into a little bit of that role as being one of the vocal leaders on that side. What makes you comfortable sort of embracing that role?
Oh, man, what makes me comfortable embracing that role is just being myself, you know, just being a kid and knowing my guys got my back and they see the body of work that I put in. And as long as I keep working hard every day, they'll understand, you know, that I can speak up and talk about things and just ask them to do a little bit more because I'm doing the same thing. I'm running to the ball and doing everything that the coaches ask too.
What's the best thing and the worst thing about playing for Coach Fangio?
Oh, man. I'll say the best thing about playing for him is that he's going to give you the hardest look. And then the best thing about playing for him is, man, he's going to give you the hardest look. It's nothing bad about playing for Coach Fangio, man. He's an amazing coach.
Yeah.
And he's just one of those guys that takes good care of us and makes us feel good going into the game.
You guys,
good answer.
Yeah, very good answer. I thought I had you. You started with best, and I was like, ooh, I can't wait to hear about worst. You guys have some new guys on defense, some young guys. Who of the new guys has impressed you?
Man, I say, man, our cornerbacks have really impressed me, one of our new guys, and just our secondary, man. Them boys are on point. And, you know, I always talk about the marriage of the defense, and we're the marriage of the defense that always keeps going. And long as they cover in our rush, man, we'll be all right.
What is the next week like for you? What is the next week of preparation? Is it physical? Is it more physical? Is it more mental? How are you getting ready for the season?
Yeah, the physical part is already over, man. We've been through camp. It's more about the mental part. The mental part and getting ready, being prepared, and, you know, us doing our part and me doing my part and, you know, like I say, just being the energy guy and keep everybody heads level and keep us going.
Would you say that's the biggest thing when trying to repeat as a champion? I know Coach talked about you guys aren't defending champs and you start fresh, and I totally understand that and I can appreciate that message. You're, along with a few of your defensive mates, you guys have experienced what it's like to win a championship at the collegiate level and have to go defend that thing. So I'm just wondering, what's that mindset like in the offseason coming back after you won a championship, trying to do it again?
Man, the mindset is just tone out the noise and just work and go 1-0 every week. Like right now we're 0-0 and we can only worry about the first game. And, you know, we start this climb at the bottom of the mountain and we can only go up and keep climbing. But we start at the bottom of the mountain. As long as we make that progress and get 1% better every day, we'll be A-okay.
Well, you guys made us real proud last year, and I know you're going to do it again. We thank you so much for your time. Good luck over the next week. Get ready. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But we're looking forward to watching you guys play on Thursday night. We thank you for your time today, Nolan.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
There he is, Nolan Smith. You can bid on it. It's a Sixer suite. So here's the thing about the suite. It's you and 11 guests.
That's a lot of guests.
So it's a Sixers game. Forget about the Sixers part. It's fun with the Eagles players. I'm just kidding. A Sixers, not really.
Yeah,
a Sixers,
say you're right.
A Sixers suite with Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, and N'Kobe Dean. Oh, when you're bidding.
The Bulldogs.
Yeah, when you're bidding, here's what I want you to think about. That's 12. It's you and 11 people. Get a bunch of your friends. Find out how much, you know, this guy throwing a few hundred bucks, that guy can, that can help your bid.
Yes.
You know, it's not all on you.
Don't put it all on one. Yeah, don't put it all on yourself. Yeah, do that thing to where you do it collectively.
Yes,
like
unless you're super rich and want to take all your friends
right
to the game. And if you want to invite me and Ike, you don't have to worry about Jack.
Yeah.
You invite me and Ike, we'll totally go.
Yeah.
You know?
We got to get down there early while them beating is still.
Yes, or we'll time it. Well, I shouldn't do this. So it's a mutually agreed upon game.
Yes.
What I would do, don't pick it back to back.
Seriously, no, you're right.
And they'd lead the league in back to backs this year.
Yeah. Just don't pick it. If you see if there's a few choices,
right,
don't pick the back to back.
Yeah. I agree.
Let's get to the top 5-5. Oh, wait, before we do, this hour brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Save 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I wanted to make sure I got this in because I do respect my elders and I respect what this station was built on.
Oh, geez.
I already got a text. Got to make sure I credit Billy the Helper.
Okay.
For this. Joe Conklin.
The old
morning show.
Oh, for
bits.
The five.
Yes.
Yeah.
The five.
You noticed I said that right away. Credit it.
No, I will say I have done it the last couple of years.
Okay.
But I understand that it originated on that show.
Yeah, and by the way, Billy the Helper, everything in radio is stolen anyway. I'm sure you guys stole it from somebody else. Let's get over it.
But Billy always helping.
Yes, Billy always helping.
Time for the five rejected WIP radiothon items. Starting at number five.
WIP?
Yes, WIP only. Of course.
Yes.
Of course. And this is for 75 and above. So you got to be 75 plus years old.
Okay.
You can race Joe to camera. in the 400 meter.
Knew that was coming.
And maybe it'll be a little closer.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of good 75-year-old runners. I think you might need
smoke Joe DiCaprio.
Yeah, you might need to push it to 85.
Yeah,
you know, or set a weight, maybe get the weight way up there or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, the video came out today.
Yes.
And like, this is me being honest.
Yeah.
I'm not fast.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, not
yeah,
fleet
of foot. You never said that you were fast. Yeah.
No. And it wasn't close.
No.
Like, that's. Yeah. That yeah. shows you how slow Joe DiCaprio is.
Well, you can't even see him in the video. What, like, when you see Jack, you don't see Joe. And there were people that were, when I sent the video out, people said, oh, I didn't think that Joe actually ran like the way that you described it, crotch first.
Oh, yeah.
He
crotch
does.
First, right?
He does. He's a groinsman. The groin is out front.
Again, if it was a photo finish, he might have had a chance.
Yep. I just want to, and we said this for a moment yesterday. When Jack lost in tennis, there was a celebration on the morning show of not that Jack lost, but what a loser Jack was and how he didn't try.
Yeah.
Joe didn't either. It was one of two things yesterday. Either Joe didn't try or he's one of the worst athletes I've ever seen. And both
two things can be true.
Yeah, it should be highlighted what a loser he is, how he got absolutely smoked by Jack yesterday. So, just wanted to get that out.
You're highlighting that, yes.
Yeah.
Fourth rejected WIP Radiothon item is dirty joke writing with the Phillies broadcast booths.
That's a good one.
A lot of material every night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some of the classics.
I always like to use the knob to work against, and I used to like to have the whole hand on it. A lot of guys have their pinky off of it.
That's
the
best
one.
I'm
not sure why. I think it's a preference.
That's the best one.
It is a great one.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm always impartial to this one.
No, you're
partial. Phillies till someone messes up.
Yep, get him.
You are partial to it.
See, I always get this and the imperfect or what's the one where it's
infamous?
Infamous.
Right.
Infamous. I always thought was positive.
Infamous means you're famous for something bad.
Yes.
Partial means you are. I mean, it's. I don't even know how to say it without describing it. It means you are not being impartial. You like this one better. Impartial means that you are unbiased.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want to play?
I am partial to this one as well.
Yes. Name Philadelphia Phillies till someone messes up.
Grover Cleveland Alexander.
Chuck Klein.
Oh, that's too easy. Cy Williams.
Raul Ibanez.
Good head. Yeah. Positive.
Oh, man. Jesus. That's one T-Mac wants back.
By the way, there's one from Friday night that I mentioned to you that I do think we have to get, if we can still, for a future show. There was another Ruben one, and this one was about Ben Davis. So, like, the one that happened last week that we do have to grab.
There also was another one from Rube, apparently, on the round table.
Oh, really?
About him, he burst in the booth a little late.
Okay.
So he came in hard and fast, which I gotta go grab.
Okay.
Stalker last night, or a couple nights ago.
How many times you go through life where you get to spit on something and not have somebody get after you, but there you go.
They're a problem. They are a problem.
Huge problem.
So you could write jokes with them.
Okay.
The third rejected WIP Radiothon item is you could fast with Spike Eskin. Become very irritable.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm doing good.
I mean, you're doing well, besides when Chuck calls. That it goes off the rails a little bit.
Yeah. But I'm like that anyway.
Yeah, I know.
That's true.
I know.
You know, I'm abrasive anyway. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. I don't know if people were lining up to bid a lot of money to fast for 4 days.
No, 5 days.
Oh, okay.
We're only on day four. You have another day of this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah, yeah.
Super.
Excited to get home, eat my broth.
Yeah, go eat your broth.
Yeah.
Second rejected WIP Radiothon item is you can recreate Six Flags Day with Buzz.
Diaper not included.
Exactly right. Yeah. The whole day, where he cleaned, where he dry cleaned.
Dry clean it.
No,
not dry cleaning, dry wiping, I guess you could say.
Oh, my God. Yep.
You can go on all the rides, experience with Buzz experience.
Dude, I still can't believe he went number two in his pants on the bus.
Yeah, sat there,
and then went to Six Flags, went to the bathroom.
Chunkied up, he went in there.
Did not. Use any liquid to clean himself.
Man.
Cleaned with dry paper. And
dry
then
paper.
And then went and got sweaty and rode on rides.
Ooh,
all day.
Lord.
All day.
Dude, what do you do with those clothes afterwards? You have to.
He probably wore them home.
Yeah.
And then washed them. And then you wore them to school.
You have
again.
To handle those with a hazmat suit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burn everything.
Yes.
Jesus. burn everything.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But the number one rejected WIP Radiothon item is you get to go over Jalen's resume with Spike and Jack with duct tape over their mouth. We can't say anything.
Let me tell you, people would bid on that.
That's one we might get money for right there.
Yeah, that one honestly shouldn't be rejected. I think we could get a couple grand for that, to be honest with you.
We won't say anything.
Yeah.
It's a form of torture.
Yeah.
Go over Jalen's resume.
Talk about the dagger, you know. Everything. We wouldn't be able to say a word.
Oh, can you? Oh, man. But it's like a
reason. Sometimes you guys do need to be reminded what is on the resume.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know how. It's almost like an involuntary response when somebody says the dagger now. Like, I don't know if I could. Like, I'd probably have a stroke if I couldn't do that when somebody was talking about it.
I'm kind of with you on the dagger thing.
Yes,
Cooper DeJean's play is the one that ended.
You're
dagger.
With us on this one. By the way, Top 5 was presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Wow, thank you, Spike.
Yeah, well, look, if there were another line or two there, that would have been a winner.
Yep.
Yeah. By the way, CBS, Paramount Plus, NFL.
Oh, everything's streaming.
Yeah.
There's like 7 different platforms, I think, this year.
It's like that with the NBA, too.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
And Harlan's in the NBA this year on Prime, right?
He is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
It's going to be different.
Trying to figure out who's the right person here.
I don't know. Okay, Andrew, be much faster.
Yes, because we don't really have the time for one of the other ones. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do, okay?
What it do, Drew?
Did you hear Saquon Barkley on the WIP afternoon show?
I mean, you know that's my guy, right? I mean...
That's not what I asked you.
The yes or no question.
Yeah.
I heard half of it.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Well, if you missed it, you can go and rewind to the Odyssey app or subscribe to the WIP Afternoon Show podcast. Anyway, what's up, okay?
Hey, we're doing a little mix-up here. We're going college football coming up this weekend.
Nobody cares.
Hey, I know that Ike...
You know one of us cares. Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
let's see if you can hold his attention on this one. Go ahead.
Yeah, what do you got?
Hey, we're going top 12 here. Just a little prediction. My team, Penn State, is a legit shot this year. Top 4 is going to be Penn State, Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame. Really strong Big Ten, really strong SEC groups this year. Look at Ohio State again to be there. Look at Notre Dame. My sleeper team this year is probably going to be someone like Arizona State or Indiana.
Clemson.
Years.
Come on.
Clemson.
Let me ask
really
you something,
underdog.
Okay. I know this is your segment.
This is
just awful.
This is his segment.
Yeah. Okay. let me ask you a question. I want to do a little role playing. Instead of you giving your sleepers, I want you to imagine you're listening to the WIP afternoon show. How much do you think, Joe in the Northeast or Steve in Kennett Square or John in South Jersey cares about your college football sleepers?
I mean, I know Justin's listening to college football. I know Corey's listening to college football.
Yeah, one guy listens in Tennessee and the other one listens in Columbus. What are we doing here? College football? You Penn State people will do anything just for an excuse to talk about Penn State.
That's true.
It's unbelievable. Nobody here cares about college football.
Hey, tell them that to Saquon Barkley and Jahan.
And I didn't take the bait when Saquon brought up how good Penn State was.
You didn't. You let it go.
I thought about it, though.
You let it go. Who's your top 4 again? Okay. Just so we have it.
We got Penn State, Notre Dame, LSU, Clemson. Could be Georgia.
No. There's no could be.
Could be.
Those are your top 4.
Yes.
Could be. I can name all the good college football teams, too. Unbelievable. All right. Okay. Okay.
Right, okay.
There he is. Okay, Andrew. It's college football sleepers.
Oh, man.
What a weirdo.
It is a big weekend, though.
Is this the weekend?
For those of us who like college football.
Is this the weekend we're getting the Texas-Ohio State game?
Yes, sir.
All right.
You get Texas-Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, Notre Dame-Miami. You got 3 top 10 matchups.
Can't wait.
You know, I'm locked in on it. You heard Cam say Nebraska and Cincinnati tomorrow night.
Listen,
It's a Big Ten game.
Scurves?
Yeah, nobody calls
them
the Scurves.
No wonder Nebraska's a one since the 90s. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, where's Tom Osborne?
The Scurves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was with you. Yeah. I had never heard them called the Scurves before.
Come on, man.
It's like me saying the Huskies, man. Yeah. Like, come on, the Scurves?
What are we talking about here?
Cornhuskers.
But come on.
If you've missed any of our interviews, you can get them today. So today we talked to Saquon Barkley. This is all for Eagles Radiothon. Talked to Saquon Barkley, talked to Cam Jurgens, Nolan Smith. You can do it in the Rewind function, the Odyssey app, or the WIP Afternoon Show podcast. So
should we call Elliot and get his reaction to Saquon's?
Absolutely. Yes. We should. So that is coming up. If you'd like to bid on any of their items, so Saquon's item, you play golf with Saquon and Jason Kelce at Trout National Golf Course.
Yes.
You can bid on that, EaglesRadiothon.com. Nolan Smith, you can go to a Sixers game with Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, and not just go to a game, have a suite. Mm. So that is you and 11 friends with Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, and Nolan Smith. Bid on that at EaglesRadiothon.com. And two for Cam Jurgens. One is axe throwing at the NovaCare facility with Cam, Landon Dickerson, and Jordan Mailata. And the other one is a beef jerky tasting at the NovaCare facility, which, by the way, is a big deal just to get to hang out at NovaCare.
Oh, yeah.
But of his beef jerky brand, Jergy, he thinks they may have some new flavors by then as well. You can bid on all those at EaglesRadiothon.com. You can also buy one of the t-shirts for $30. It's awesome. It's an exciting t-shirt. It says exciting on it with Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship. That is $30, or you can just text to give. Text the word afternoon to 53209. We got a beat last year. Oh, by the way, the WIP Afternoon Show live broadcast last year was at $8,200.
Oh.
So we're at $1,500 right now.
Okay.
So we have to beat that by 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah.
We can't beat it. You have to beat it.
Yes.
Think about your business having us there, the biggest radio show in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, think
about
how
big you're going to. Not only that, Spike.
Yeah.
Leading up to the broadcast, how much we discuss it.
Yes.
So you're getting advertising by us talking about it that we're going to be there and we're going to promote it and pub it for the entire 4 hours that we're there.
Yes, you can ask if you want to hassle Jack or me about Jalen Hurts. You can do it. If
now
you
don't try to duct tape our mouths.
Well, how about this?
No, it's duct tape your mouth.
I will agree. I will agree to Jack and I having our mouths duct taped for 2 minutes while you give us Jalen Hurts' resume while we're there.
If we top our number from
last year. Top the number from last year. Absolutely. We will have
nice
that's actually a pretty
that's
big
pretty
that's pretty big incentive.
Yes.
And duct tape getting ripped off your mouth friggin' hurts.
Yeah.
Are you like having much experience with that?
Yes, I was held hostage once. Elliot Shore Parks is coming up next. We did the top 5-5. Also, we do a High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, which we haven't done, leading up to Mets Phillies.
Yeah, leading off coming up.
Yeah.
Text line coming off.
Yeah. Oh,
Elliot.
Man.
I mean, holy cow.
We need another hour.
What a seggy.
All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question. Oh, I went to the wrong page. Hold on. Do you think the Phillies will win tonight's series finale against the Mets? 61.2% say no. Now, it's been a big day, Eagles Radiothon day one. Day two will also be big on the WIP Afternoon Show. We can't tell you exactly why, but it will be a very, very big show on the WIP. Of course, we're going to raise a ton of money for the Eagles Autism Foundation, including our live broadcast. But we had guest day, we had Nolan Smith, we had Saquon, we had Cam Jurgens. Who knows who we could get tomorrow? I'll tell you, we didn't have to bid to get this guy. Elliot Shore Parks joins us for a moment here. Hello, Elliot.
Man, thanks for having me on. This is a surprise. Excited to see what this is about.
Well, you know, so...
Are you really excited or like kind of nervous?
Well, look, it was a great day at Eagles practice. A.J. Brown was out there again. Landon Dickerson was out there. So there's a lot to talk about from strictly only Eagles practice. So
Nope.
I get into that with you guys.
Nope.
53-man roster.
No.
Talk about a feel-good story.
So we did have Saquon Barkley on the show today. And as is tradition, I asked him an Elliot Shore Parks question, as I usually do.
Yeah.
And I asked him, you know, I'm sure you've heard this, but for anyone who hasn't heard it, I asked him, Elliot told us a story of you trying to get your French cuffs on, your cufflinks on in your shirt, and he was having trouble, and you asked Elliot to do it, and he got sweaty, and he failed at it. Do you remember that? And Saquon said he did remember it, and not only that the moment may have been too big for you. What is your response to that?
I mean, he's right. I completely choked. And the saddest thing was, it wasn't even cufflinks. It was literally just a button.
Oh, really? I assumed it had to be cufflinks.
Now, it was probably the nicest, most expensive button I'll ever probably put my hands on. Like, it was definitely not your normal button, I will say. It was a fancy button.
But yeah, your button doesn't cost much. It's much smaller,
yeah,
too.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, you know, Saquon's an athlete. He has big wrists. It was not easy to put on. But
big wrist?
Yeah, it was not. It was a well.
I was whacking that thing.
Yeah.
So. This is a big wrist.
Right. I mean,
he's still a normal sized human, you know?
Yeah. I think you think that until he asked you to button his shirt up, and then all of a sudden, not as simple as you think. But yeah, everyone was looking. The cameras were there. Everyone was, I think it was after he broke LeSean McCoy's record, too. So everybody was waiting to talk to him. It was terrible. It was definitely getting to live to the moment.
Elliot, what do you think of the tradition of asking all of the Eagles players in Elliot Shore Parks' question?
You know, I've always said Lane Johnson should be on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore. I really think he handled that the best out of all the players.
Oh, because he said you had the best style. Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about a two-time Super Bowl champion. But, no, I mean, it's been nerve-wracking getting the text from Jack every time hearing what you guys say. Well, and the funny thing is, I was at Eagles practice, and one of the players that came from the tent talking to you guys or whatever, and I saw the PR staff whisper to each other and laugh and look at me. And I was like,
it felt like high school all over again, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, this is the trauma of being back at Central. So
good.
It's been fun.
Well, Elliot, you're a good sport, and we appreciate you allowing us to. Well, I mean, I didn't ask your permission.
Yeah.
But...
Well, that's the funny thing. I texted Spike all these, like, helpful stats for questions, and then it's like, oh, nice. He asked a question, and it had nothing to do with it.
No. Yeah.
The important thing.
Well, yeah, Elliot texted me all these stats, and my only response was, does Saquon know you by name?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, where's this going?
Well, the best part about Saquon's response is, you know, you can only hear a facial expression so much through the phone, but Saquon definitely remembered and definitely was laughing about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you also described me. You're like, you know, Elliot Shore Parks, that little blonde guy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that guy.
I wanted to make sure we didn't have an awkward moment where he didn't know who you were. So.
No, it was very good. It was a funny moment. He was right. I choked. No question.
There he is. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. A new one today.
Will this be addressed in the Go Birds Daily or no?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Strictly just practice observations.
So much to get into from practice. I don't know.
We'll see. Okay. All right. There he is.
All right, brother.
Elliot Shore Parks. We'll get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report right after Ike tells you this.
Hey, have you experienced the Mark's difference yet? When Jim and his wife created Mark's Jewelers, they built it with you in mind from the moment you walked through the door. Yes, the jewelry is stunning, but it's the experience that truly sets Mark's apart. Step into the Diamond Diner. A private, relaxed space where you can explore your jewelry options with zero pressure and total confidence. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, PA, or Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com and see for yourself why Mark's is different.
By the way, before we get to the High Hopes Chase Jackie Baseball Report, this per Anthony Sanfilippo last night, I did not see this. According to ump scorecards, who grade the umps every every game. The umpires have saved the Mets 7 runs this year, and the umpires have cost the Phillies 12 runs this year. That is the most runs any team has been cost aside from the Dodgers in baseball this year. So
what the hell is up with that?
So the umps have cost the Phillies 8 runs and have saved the Mets 7 runs.
They got something personal against us?
They are cheating.
They are cheating.
Cheating.
Oh, you mean the Mets?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, even paying off the umpires.
Yeah, oh, come on. How do they save them 7 runs? That was... Okay, all right. Go ahead. High Hopes Jackie.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Oh, it is ridiculous. I mean, they're hitting like 550-something with runners in scoring position this series.
The Mets are?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Dude, like... All of a sudden, they aren't just squaring up every single baseball.
Yes. How is that team that good at home and that bad on the road? It doesn't make any sense.
And Harper the other day goes, you know, they're one of the best tipping teams in baseball.
Yes.
I think the Phillies are aware of it. Now, maybe it's getting in their head of like, oh, bleep, you know, do they have a tell on these guys? But that was, I can't figure out with Duran because a part of me is theorizing, well, hold on. That was only the third time in his career he's allowed 4 hits in an inning. Third time in his career. First time he's ever done it without recording an out. And they weren't missing him, which was jarring. Sanchez, same kind of thing. Like, they were squaring up all of that.
Yeah.
But on Duran specifically.
Duran.
You know. You get it.
Yes, we got it.
Yeah, we get it. We get it. Also hasn't been the same since he got hit in the foot. And what could be happening with the foot thing is he's not able to get all the way through his pitches. He can't push down his leg. So, like, his splitter has been up a little bit, and it's been getting hit a little bit more by being up. So maybe he can't finish as much because he can't put as much power on his leg.
I also wonder if he's a little apprehensive after getting hit like that. Like, if he's a little guarded after, because he got smoked. I mean, like, he got pretty, and not only that, he felt good the second day, but he looked a little... Like, a little scared, I guess. He was sweating. Like, he got really hit hard, and I think he was probably a little worried.
Yeah.
And you're in such a defenseless position when that happens. I wonder if that's in his head. The only thing I've thought of in these Duran appearances is in the playoffs, every defensive replacement comes in for Duran. Simply because if he is a pitch-to-contact guy, we need the best defense. The Casty thing can't even be a conversation. Like, the Casty thing out of right can't even be a cast. We can't have Weston Wilson playing third base or left field when Duran is in there. We need the best possible defenders in there.
Yeah. Well,
if possible.
Don't you worry. Casty's back in there against a righty tonight. So he's.
Wow.
Well, I know he sat game one.
Yeah, let him. Well, let Topper cook.
Well, at least he's playing Bader in center field again.
Yes.
That's the one that I really care about.
Yep.
Like,
does have to manage Casty. Like,
I know.
He's.
Yes.
You can't just
give
him
a little. Yeah. So you got to give him a little bit too.
The one thing that bothers me about this current Mets thing, I'm sure Spike, you feel this too, because obviously all of your friends up in New York.
Yes.
It bothers me that the Mets like do not fear the Phillies at all.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like they can't. The Mets fans too. They're just like, that team's obviously fraudulent. And Keith Hernandez added to that yesterday, and I would love for the Phillies to use this as motivation.
The Philadelphia Phillies. What about them? They're overrated.
This is a long-going thing with Keith Hernandez. A couple of years ago, he said he hated calling Phillies games because he didn't think they were fundamentally sound. And
they're not.
They're not. Good call on that one, Keith.
Yeah.
I hope that video gets into the Phillies clubhouse and they can use it as some kind of motivation.
Yeah.
This team is basically laughing at you. The broadcasters are laughing at you. The fans are laughing at you. No one's afraid of you.
By the way, the same way the Braves were did with Sal Licata, you know? It's horrible having Mets fans laughing at us.
Exactly.
And it's then,
like,
horrible.
You know, as the caller earlier, like, oh, you know what happens in the postseason. It was one postseason series.
Yes.
Like, shut up.
Well, and you guys
shut up.
Have not won a World Series in 40 years. Like, come on, you know? I don't know. What happens in the postseason?
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Gilio declaring the division was over
with.
Well, I texted him very aggressively last night.
Yeah.
Like, this is on you.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so cute. Like, oh, you got to go for it on the Monday as it, before they played the Mets series. It was truly shameful what Joe Giglio did.
We would never even contemplate a show like that.
Fritz tried to get us to.
No, shh. No.
Well, it was an idea.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh.
You watching Roman Anthony?
No, my phone is locked. I don't know. Yeah.
No, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So I just like every Mets fan now, like, you know, all your people up there, WFAN, like, can't wait for the Phillies to come to town because they know.
I know.
I hate that feeling.
I hate it.
I hate that feeling.
Like, I don't need positive Tommy feeling happy.
No.
I don't need Sal feeling happy.
No.
I don't need Evan feeling happy.
No. They spit in our face.
Gio and Boomer, don't need them happy. Yeah. Need to win tonight.
Yeah.
Let's get back to normal.
9 straight losses at Citi Field.
Okay. Wow. We'll leave it at 9.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah. Nolan McLean's very good, so we'll see how that goes.
We'll leave it at 9.
Okay.
All right. We done?
Yeah.
All right. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Come on, Herb.
On an umpire day, too.
Dude, your mute button is on, Herb.
And he texted Harry Wendelstadt, telling him to get the AAA umpire back to the minors.
Really?
He did. I know.
That's the story we had here?
Yeah.
Did he fall asleep?
Nah, we would hear him. He's always in the car.
You think Herb's a snorer?
Yeah.
Nah, no doubt
are you kidding me?
You think he's got a CPAP machine?
No.
He's got one of the big things that I could see him 100% having.
Uncle
one.
Junior with the
Yeah, yeah.
I can't imagine having a CPAP machine unless you were married. Like, unless you're bothering somebody while you're snoring.
You know? You're right, yeah, because if you're by yourself, who the hell?
Yeah, Herb's...
he can snore all he wants to.
He's eating tuna fish on rice, going to Nifty 50s twice in a day.
And wonders where the food...
Good, don't. I know. Okay. You caught yourself, and then you wanted the joke so bad.
It was right there.
You went after it again. Big Wash in Wilmington.
Big Wash?
Yeah, you're on WIP. What's up, Big Wash?
What up, though?
Yo, what's up, Big Wash?
How you doing today?
Good, man.
I gotta really tell you, man. I really appreciate y'all taking me on. I failed a couple times. Yo, Hey.
Yeah.
What up?
What up, bro?
Yo, I'm like 4 years out of my alcoholism, so I hope your Ike juice don't have no alcohol in it. Can I get an Ike juice?
Wow.
Yeah, we have non-alcoholic.
Yeah. Yeah, we serve NA.
Yeah, it's just juice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, stop it.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, it's just juice.
Yeah.
I got something for, Fritz.
Yeah,
Yo,
Fritz.
My guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, why they call him the hammer, man? You hammered him, bruh.
There we go.
Got him.
Oh, get it.
Yo.
I got it.
This is what I need you to do. It's a man called Boss Man D-Lo. He says, dunk on him like I'm 6'5". You hear me?
Yeah.
I like that.
This is something else.
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Herb's back off mute, by the way.
Yeah, we'll put him back on.
All right. Big Wash.
Big Wash, holler at your boy.
Yeah, holler at your boy.
Hey, you ready? Yeah, you ready?
But
now,
you have to be ready.
I love it. Hey, you're mad at us.
Let me tell you something, Spike.
The
Phillies... The Phillies are 20. They've lost 23 out of 29.
I know.
Okay, down there.
I know.
Okay? Up there.
Tonight, we have to start all over tonight. We got to be selective at the plate. Stop swinging the bad pitches. Get these guys to start throwing fastballs. Jack, I'm going to give you an assignment, okay? I want you to check yesterday, okay? Yesterday's game, how many fastballs did Remuto put down? And they threw fastballs, and the Mets hit those fastballs, okay? I'm going to tell you something. I turned the game off, okay? I turned the game off when they had 5 runs. You still there?
Yeah, yes, we're just listening to you, Cole.
We made a trade, okay? We made a trade with Minnesota to bring in this closer. Doran shouldn't have been out there because it was a tie game, okay? The manager is playing like as if, okay, something like this, that, oh, he's going to get them guys out, and then we're going to come into the 10th inning, and we're going to win the game in the 10th inning, okay? Because we're going to have the guy at second base, okay?
Yeah,
yeah, obviously.
I would have rather them use a different pitcher. I'm sending Duran out with the lead with one run, two runs, three runs, five runs. I'll send him out to go close it, yes, but not in a game that's tied, and we're trying to win this game.
So who would you have pitched?
Two-run home run, tied the game up. Look, Larry Bower, I already spoke to Larry Bower. He already said,
my ass.
Okay,
that's a lie.
Larry Bower said that they got to be more selective at the plate.
He told you this personally?
Yep.
Okay, Larry Bower knows me. Understand, okay?
That's not what I asked you.
If you don't understand it, you're never going to win a World Series. Larry Bower, Greg Luzinski, and Mike Schmidt all know HR from the Northeast.
Oh, wow.
And they all know that I know baseball, just like they played it. And Pete Rose may rust in peace. Okay?
Yep.
So
I know you know the game. You know the game. Now, let me ask you this, Herb. Would you be okay if we had brought Duran in at home in a tie game to, like, hold the tie there until we get the bats in the bottom of the ninth?
No, I'm bringing him in there, okay?
With a lead.
Yes.
Right.
If it's the last week of the season and we need one or two wins to get the number one spot, fine. But we're struggling. You're struggling, man. The defense, Monday and Tuesday, bad defense, okay? Mm. We were playing great against Seattle. We swept them. We broomed them, okay?
Yeah.
Man, come on now. We won a whole bunch of games, and then we come out, and we go up there to New York, and boom, we get hit like something hit us on the head, like a rock or something, man. And we're all like, these guys are not – they're not swinging at the right pitches. Now, Harper, he came up and hit three. When I saw him yesterday, he got three singles. He got three hits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what these other guys got to do. I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of Nick Castellanos. I need him to start looking at better pitches. Stop swinging at the junk. Okay? Same thing with Remuto. Stop swinging at the junk. Okay, the fourth ball the night before, two nights ago, these guys got embarrassed by the fourth ball because the fourth ball is actually a worse than hitting a knuckleball because the fourth ball, if anybody knows like I know, because
you
I
got a real attitude today.
Not many people know like you.
Nah, no one does.
Jumps around, dude. The fourth ball is a nasty pitch.
Yep.
Okay, so just. They have to change their approach tonight. If they expect to get on that bus tonight back to Philly, they got to change their outlook, their whole outlook, because this is and it's fine. Believe me, if I was the manager Monday night, I'd have a closed door meeting and tell all of them straight up, all 25, 26. Including the pitchers, okay?
Yep.
And they got upset because of the umpire. Yeah, the umpire messed up last night. We know that. Wendell Statt already got an email from me, and I'm waiting for him, whatever, to get it right, okay?
You do email?
And that guy was a Triple-A umpire. They brought him up 6 weeks ago.
Wait, you have email? So, what's your email address?
You know my email.
No, I don't.
Herb Baseball. 23@yahoo.com.
There you go.
What's 23 for? That's your old number? 23?
That's for Michael Jordan.
Oh.
23, yes, my old number. That's what I used to play with, number 23.
HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com.
Okay, awesome. All right. Glad I have it. HerbBaseball23@yahoo.com.
And I'm
do you accept fan mail?
On the record right now, all three of you.
No.
When it comes to baseball, okay? Don't I know baseball like I know football?
Well, hold on, that's my topic.
When I talk to you, Ike, about 46 defense, let's go after the quarterback. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, here we come.
Yeah.
I'm sending in the blitz with Ryan Dawkins.
Yeah.
The same thing as
yeah. You, you. It's clear you
I
know the game.
I defer to you for baseball. You know certainly more
you
than Fritz.
I know football.
Yeah.
You
know
yeah. It's clear
baseball.
By the 46 defense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Herb all Baseball right. 23 at Yahoo.
Yeah, Yahoo.com. All right, Herb, Jack, we gotta do the text line. We gotta go, man.
Rip. All right, brother.
All right. There he is. There he is.
Disappointed.
Herb Baseball 23 at Yahoo.com. All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. He's got no idea. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Did you do something you regret? Do you have trouble with apologies? Join Spike Eskin for the new Odyssey podcast. I'm sorry, you front-running bum. Alex in Lancaster.
Again, I started nice. I actually did regret it, but he is a front-runner. I haven't eaten in 4 days.
Yeah, man, give him a break.
All right, what's next?
I'm with you, Spike. Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm not saying L.A. was mad at the umps last night, but his neighbors said they heard him yell at the TV, "You exist as I see fit!" Mark in Monco.
The thing, one of the funniest things about him is that he doesn't like that they don't get reprimanded.
Yes.
That's like the core of it.
L.A. is an accountability guy. I he also is. Appreciate today... He said that clown.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Like, he went in.
He was not happy.
Nope. What's next?
Put me down for $10,000. Spike bidding to go to New York City with Sidney Brown.
All right. Okay. I am still thinking about bidding on the haircut with Jordan Mailata, the Eagles barber. That would be fun. But I don't want the Cooper.
Get permission from the fees first.
But yes, he will give me permission. He will want to be my plus one,
yes,
to be honest
course,
with
yes.
you. As long as he's my plus one, it would be fine. I don't want the Cooper DeGene haircut. I don't think any of us want it. No.
Well, I can't. You're the only one. Jack could do it, I guess.
Jack could do it. Yeah, Jack could do it. What's next?
All these people telling me to back down to camera are idiots who don't know basketball. Obviously, it's going to be pick and roll all day. Jack in the producer booth.
Still not understanding.
Still not understanding one-on-one basketball.
Yeah.
Thought a triple threat was something else.
Yeah. What's next?
You had a historic season last year. My question is, how much did you want the record, and do you have a better butt than Ken Griffey Jr.? Ike interviewing Saquon.
Just an unnecessary shot for me.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. From the text line, yeah. Why would we do that?
He actually gave a good answer to the whole record thing, yeah.
He did.
I didn't know if he was going to shut it down or not.
No, he didn't. He gave a real answer. Yeah. He could have given a that's in the past.
Right.
Which somebody else might do.
Yep.
If we were to have him on the air. What's next?
Oh, should Topper fax in his lineup card, too? Jack, responding to anyone born before 1985 who calls in to criticize the Phillies.
I don't tell people. Games change.
Yep. Yeah, I know. You like doing that. Oh, what else do you want to do?
Yeah.
You want to smoke in the dugout? What's next?
Definitely bidding on the axe throwing with the O-line. Bam, in Upper Darby.
Oh, goodness gracious. Could you imagine? He shows up in the cheerleader outfit, not knowing which way the axes are.
Oh, my God.
Ready to throw axes.
Go over there. Just throw straight. Yeah. Over there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we will be back with you. Jackie Baseball is coming up next with Leading Off. Take you up to Game 3. Let's win this one. We'll be back with you tomorrow for a very big show, Eagles Radiothon Day 2. We will not only raise the most money, we will have other guests from the Eagles, hopefully. Something great. I'm sure it will be. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.